Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, you know, saving stuff like a locket of hair or some teeth from your, I don't know, the teeth thing always seems a little creepy to me. But people do it, baby shoes and all that. But did you hear what Elton John has decided to save? Elton John kept his kneecaps that were replaced. So what the hell did they do with him? His jewelry designer said, quote, "We baked them. We had to bake them to dry them out. Then they got raw like pumice stones because they're very porous. So then they had to paint them with acetate and polish them up." So Elton John's right kneecap was turned into a gold-plated necklace that, quote, "looks like an old artifact from Jesus or from Egypt." It has an engraved phrase in Latin on the back that basically translates to, "I will no longer bow to any man." His left kneecap was smaller, so it was turned into a gold brooch. So, I mean, Elton John throughout the years has always had very extravagant outfits. But this one, I don't know. You're hanging out with Elton John at a party and you're like, "Elton, I really like that brooch." And he's like, "Funny story about this brooch."
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.